For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is threatening to close the southern border with Mexico if he doesn't get the funding for his border wall. Washington Post reporter Michael Scherer has more on the president's negotiations with Democrats over border wall funding.
The latest offer we've heard is about $2.5 billion for the year for border security. It's not clear what restrictions will be put on that, whether it could go to new fencing or not. The president has also backed off his initial demand for a concrete wall. He's now saying steel slats will be enough.
While Washington remains deadlocked, 380,000 workers have been told to stay home without pay, and 420,000 others, including TSA screeners, members of the Coast Guard, and Border Patrol officers, must continue working without pay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Department of Homeland Security Secretary is on a tour of the southern border following the second death in just a few weeks of an immigrant child in U.S. custody. 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso died after receiving minimal treatment for flu-like symptoms. An autopsy showed he tested positive for influenza B. Kirsten Nielsen traveled to the southern border on Friday to inspect border facilities after the two Guatemalan children died. Secretary Nielsen visited border facilities in El Paso, Texas. She also inspected another facility in Yuma, Arizona. A house fire in Indiana turns deadly. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Three children died in the Tell City, Indiana house fire early Friday morning, despite rescue efforts by their mother and first responders. Fire Chief Greg Looney.
The guys that went up the ladder, the two that tried to get in through the window, they were backed out by the heat.
The children, ages 3, 6, and 11, were siblings.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
An Oregon man completes a long, cold, and historic journey. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details.
Colin O'Brady of Portland, Oregon, is the first person to make a solo trek walking across Antarctica. He completed the historic journey on Wednesday. The 33-year-old began his 54-day trek in early November. He posted updates daily on Instagram. O'Brady traveled unassisted for 930 miles across the Earth's coldest continent while dragging a 375-pound sled. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some people view political correctness campaigns as creating confusion over pronouns and gender-neutral subjects. Now the European Parliament has launched a new campaign to stamp out words like mankind and manpower. John Clemens reports.
Mankind and manpower are to be replaced with gender-neutral terms such as humanity and staff. A guidebook that has been published on using gender-neutral language in all communications is entitled EU Legislation and Interpretations and is designed to avoid generic use of man. The guidebook declares the power of language reflects and influences attitudes, behaviors, and perceptions. It's all about gender-inclusive language. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.